Later on in this morning's programme, we're going to be speaking to Minister Michael Healy-Rae about the work that he's doing in the department to support foresters in the aftermath of Storm Éowyn. But choosing forestry as a land use was always traditionally much less attractive for farmers. If you were to listen, though, to John Normanly, you might think differently. If you go down to his woods in Ballinacurry, County Sligo, you're sure to see all manner of wildlife. Birds like jays, tree creepers, sparrowhawk, owls, red squirrels, badgers and bats. Together with his wife Maria, John has worked for more than 20 years to transform his 14-hectare farm into a mixed forest with mostly oak trees, some larch and spruce and some beech trees. As they walked and talked, Lorna Siggins discovered how John made the decision to move from farming to forestry.
This is a spindle tree.
This one here?
Yeah, it's a native tree. Mm-hmm. The leaves go red in the autumn. It's pink, the bright pink for the husk on the outside, and the seed itself is bright orange, glaring orange, and it opens out and you can see the seed and the husk, which is pink. And it's the most lovely tree you could have.
You don't see too many of them, do you?
No. Everyone thinks it must come in from some other country. No, it's native Irish tree.
Spindle tree.
Spindle, yeah. I believe they made spindles of them back once upon a time. But it likes the ground fairly good, but it's amazing. I have a lot of it around in different areas of the forest, and it seemed to grow away. The ermine moth. Spindle ermine moth. This is his host. So the moth lays the egg on the spindle tree. The caterpillars come out from the eggs and they hang in a purse out of the tree. A big lot of them in a kind of web hanging down. And above all birds, the cuckoo loves the caterpillar. We had them at the house. If he made a hole in the web, they'd all go onto the ground and the cuckoo would be round about the ground eating, and he'd fly away as we'd pass out and come back again immediately. So there's a link between the ermine moth, the cuckoo and the spindle tree. And we only found out that from planting a tree.
It's a whole ecosystem.
Yeah. And he used to perch on the railing outside our house every morning, shouting away because he had his load of food beside him.
He's happy.
If you plant a tree, it changes that area of the world, yeah. And oak has other stories to it, but this one has a story that I didn't know once. I didn't know. I was ill as a young man when I was just getting into farming when I was 19. I started full-time farming when I was 16, 17, and I spent 6 weeks in hospital to find out what was wrong, and I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I was sent off to Dublin, to St. Luke's, up to the cancer hospital. And as a young fella, that's not the best place to be going, if you could help it. And I had a year or so of chemo and radiation after, a year or two. And then at one stage, I was brought up from home here in Sligo on an ambulance straight up to St. Luke's. I was anointed, the whole lot, and I was fairly sure that was it. And I was on my own. The family were here at home, of course, with no care at home. But I thought, that's it. I've lived to 22. Others live to be 80, 90 if they're lucky. And I got 22 years and I'd done whatever I could. I thought that night that was it. And I woke up the next morning and there was a magpie hopping across the lawn of St. Luke's. And I thought, I'm going to live. Ever after that, I began to farm organic years later. And I thought, why not? I'm here once. And then planted the farm into oak and other trees. Life is so fragile and it goes so quick. We owe it to ourselves and to our family and people to do the good thing and not be hesitant about it. And just to go, if it's a good thing, nothing should stop it.
Right.
Nothing ever did after that.
At that time, John, there wouldn't have been many people either farming organically or into broadleaf trees.
The advice was, this is crazy,
And what kept you going?
I suppose back to Luke's again, old St. Luke's and isolation ward, and that was my main spring. That's nearly there was larch mixed with birch trees. Mm-hmm. and with the storm on the 24th of January, the famous day, it knocked all the lurch to one. There's one lurch, you can see it. They crashed down.
How many did you lose?
From the spruce and from... It's going into thousands of trees, and with 2,000-3,000 trees altogether.
You did?
Yeah.
You must have been heartbroken.
Yeah, the first days, yeah, it was... I went down to the spruce and the lurch down at the bottom, and the smell, the air was thick with the smell. You know, if you cut a tree, you'll get a nice smell of it. And the air was laden with the smell of smashed trees. And it's nature that it'll put them there, and this is the other edge of nature.
Right.
And the beach, there's about a hectare here of beach.
Okay.
There's some of the cherries there, the bird cherry and the wild cherry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you plant every one of these trees yourself?
Well, yeah, it was 40,000 trees at the time in one springtime. But I had a man helping me to do it. And at one stage we got in two or three others when the push was on really bad at the end. But there was one man with me, PJ Durkin. He's a local man. Yeah, he was really good. So the two of us stuck into it from the 1st of February. We put in the first one and right into May. But flat out, it was really busy.
And about 40,000 trees in that time?
About 40,000 trees, yeah.
So 10,000 trees a month?
I was young. I thought
younger.
I was, yeah.
It's incredible.
John Normanly talking to Lorna Siggins there. That'll give you an idea of how emotionally invested some foresters are in the woodlands that they planted themselves. A conversation we'll pick up the threads of later on with Minister Michael Healy-Ray. But just let me add, John and Maria won the RDS Silvicultural Excellence Award earlier this year. And if you want to visit the woodland in Ballincurry, they welcome visitors to their self-catering Hawthorne Farm Cottage.